What was that other thing you said you remember they called the loft?
Hey, Mal. Mal.
Uh-huh. And the and you mentioned a place, other place for keeping grain.
Granary.
Yeah. Was that a separate building, or was that?
Yeah, that was a separate building.
And where'd you keep the corn?
In the granary. Corn, wheat, you had boxes and to keep the grain, wheat and oats and stuff.
Was that all?
And they had a big crib, generally, on the side, one side of the granary where you put the corn.
Mm-hmm. And when they collected, when they, hay that they didn't shock, did they just have a big...
rick?
Yeah.
Stack?
Uh-huh. Did they ever, now would a rick and a stack be different?
Well, a rick was generally a long thing. And a stack is generally round, but...
Did they use more poles with a rick?
You didn't use any poles with a rick of hay.
I see.
You didn't need any. But a stack smaller and more liable to turn over. A rick of hay would be a long...
How high did they stack that hay?
Well, maybe 12, 15 feet.
Right. And how long were the ricks?
Well, a rick could be 20, 30 feet.
Feet long. And then how high would it be?
Well, probably 15 feet high.
Did you ever see a kind of a haystack that had a roof on it, had a covering on it?
No, nothing on a baled hay. Now they have storage places for baled hay.
Mm-hmm. I
never did see it.
Just kind of be something out in the field. When hay was gathered together, you'd call that a what?
What do you mean when it's gathered in the field or?
Mm-hmm.
When you first shocked it.
Yeah.
Then you hauled it together and stacked it. Generally
okay.
Put maybe 30 shocks in a stack of hay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And next to the barn, if you had a little place for a shelter for cows, what would you call that? You know, where they could come in out of the rain.
Well, just a shed would be all I know.
Would you call it a cow shed or just a shed?
Well, so what you build it, especially for cows, you'd call it a cow shed, I suppose.
What other kinds of sheds did you have?
Well, sheds, most barns had sheds, and they was used for general use. You probably want to run some of your machinery in that shed to take care of it, keep it, get it out of the weather, and so forth.
How about a shelter for horses?
Well, the barn, of course, you had stalls in the barn for the horses.
You never had anything specifically that you'd call a stable?
Well, yes, I've had stables right here. They're just a small thing. It was not large enough to call a barn. You called a stable.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place maybe just to keep a couple of horses or something.
Mm-hmm. And then a place where the cows are staked and penned at milking. And they milked them outside?
Well, we never did have a special place to milk cows. Of course, we milk them outside, in the barn, first one place, another.
I see. I was thinking of something like a cow pen or a cupping or a milk gap.
Well, yeah, milk pen or something, yeah.
Right. And the place where the you mentioned this before, I think, where the hogs are kept. The hogs are